Episode 145, The Tech Hot List for Consumer Tech.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hello and welcome to episode 145. Today we're going to do a tech hot list episode where we're talking about all the consumer tech reporters, well, at least the top 10. But CES is coming up in January, and I know everyone's getting hot and heavy and ready for that. And if you check out some of our newsletters, you'll see some of our outreach methods for events and CES. And so take a look at the DIY PR letter on LinkedIn. Subscribe, please share. We are trying to reach 1,000 subscribers. But today we're going to have a quick chat about the consumer tech hot list and who's on it and which outlets are really the ones that are driving the most traffic and doing the most dynamic things in consumer technology. Some tips to remember when you are pitching your reporters is, number one, always do your own background research. I'm putting together a list that I feel is a hot list. However, everyone has their own reasons why they like certain reporters. And so you might feel like there's another reporter that's a little bit more focused on your area or your niche. And so that's something to remember. Number two, make sure you read the reporter's previous articles. So make sure that you're doing, again, background research on the reporter and that you're checking out what they've written in the past, what kind of consumer tech they're interested in, and how they actually position themselves when they're writing, because that might give you a little bit of a preview and a hint on how they're going to write something for you. Third, check for article collaborators who may also be good contacts for your story. So sometimes, especially in the consumer tech space, you're working with the commerce team. And so there's multiple people that are covering that same story. So don't just focus on the first name that you see. Maybe check out a few of the other names and see who might be the best fit. Let's say you're doing like a pet tech product. You're going to want to pick someone who has a pet. You're going to want to know what that pet's name is, and you're going to want to send them something. We did a really cool project years back, and we focused on consumer tech reporters that had pets because we were working on a 3D printing machine. And we made little collars, one for dogs, which was a bone, and one for cats, which was a fish. And they 3D printed their names on there. So it was really cool. And we got to personalize those little gifts and send them out to the media so they could see what the 3D printer could do. This was back when 3D printers were hot. Last but not least, if you're searching for contacts and contact information, check the masthead, the About Us page or the Contact Us page on the website that you're going to. A lot of times, let's say TechCrunch, for example, TechCrunch has all of their contacts on the Contact Us page, or I think it's the team, About the Team or Editorial Team or something. I forget what it's called. But check those pages, because a lot of times you can just grab their email information right on the website. Don't be afraid to use a contact form either. A lot of times they do respond to the contact form. So try those methods. Don't think you're not going to reach someone. You will reach someone. If you don't know who to go to, I always tell you, go to the managing editor. So I wouldn't do the editorial director or the publisher. Those guys are not going to care. But the managing editor might have a little bit more of an interest, softer touch. And also they guide the editors and the writing teams. So managing editor could be the first one. So those are some tips to remember before we dive into our hot list. The first person I'm going to dive into is David Pierce with The Verge. He has been across the gamut with mostly consumer-facing outlets. I believe he was with New York Times for a moment. So right now he's with The Verge. We have USA Today's Jennifer Jolly, one of my personal favorites. She is a consumer tech reporter. She also started her own site, Tech-ish. She has been doing consumer tech for probably as long as I've been doing PR, so more than a couple of decades. And she's just a pleasure to work with. And when she does cover the product, she is so great and in-depth with those products. Nicole Wynn with the Wall Street Journal. She's also very interested in new innovations. She wants some things that are like fresh and different. So if you have a new consumer product that is fresh and different, has a cool kind of aspect to it, she likes like kind of the cool edgy stuff. We've got Alex Perry. He's with the Daily Beast and the New Yorker. I think he does a little freelance on both. So some of these reporters or journalists might cover multiple outlets. We're looking at Mashable's Pete Patchell. So Mashable has a little bit of a different model. They have such a wide reach, and Mashable is actually one of my favorite success stories that we've had with a consumer tech product. We've got a series of videos and a series of articles with them, and it is actually the widest reach we could have ever had. But now their e-commerce team really focuses a lot on optimizing and monetizing their content. So you're going to need to have an Amazon affiliates account or some kind of affiliate account. And then a lot of times, I want to say most of their stuff is paid content, and you might not know it because they put it in a way where it doesn't seem so obvious, which is great for Mashable. But I think it's been harder and harder, at least as a PR person, to work with Mashable over the past few years. If you're heading to CES, Mashable is one of those outlets that has a stage and is interviewing interesting new companies, companies that are launching big products. So that's something to be aware of. PC Magazine, Eric Zeman. I've been working with Eric for years and years. He used to be a mobility reporter. I used to work in telecom. And so he's kind of graduated amongst the ranks and does consumer tech for PC Magazine. Lauren Good, she's been at Wired for years, and she's a great reporter and contact to have. CNET, if you want a review of your product, David Carnite is the guy. If you can get him, that's great. But yeah, CNET has become a little bit more meticulous about the products that they select and more picky about the availability of the product. So just make sure you're in a really good position before you send your product to them. They will be brutally honest and objective with your product, and just make sure that you have all your like kind of selling points there and that you are really differentiated in the market when you reach out to CNET. Brian Chen, I don't know if he does off-duty or just regular New York Times, but a New York Times tech reporter, personal tech columnist. You'll see him in the print paper and online. So Brian Chen is a great contact to have. Alex Kranz at The Verge. I love The Verge for cool consumer products. So Alex Kranz is one of the editors there. There's many of them. So again, do your research. And then last but not least, and you know, there's a whole host of tech and consumer tech publications, but these are the ones I picked for this one. It's Engadget, Nicole Lee. Engadget has always been one of my personal favorites, with that drives a lot of traffic and does a great job of reviewing new and interesting products. And their team is just lovely to work with. So all of these guys, I want to say, are going to be at CES coming up. You might want to start pitching them. And also, if you have a new product launch, give them a heads up. Remember, the media needs at least 3 to 4 weeks prep if you're going to ask them for a review. So keep that in mind when you're doing your launch profiles. I gave you guys 12 awesome consumer tech contacts. I gave you 11 awesome consumer tech contacts. I hope you guys have the best of luck. Check out some of our blogs on how to pitch them. And if you have any questions, email me, Ranjini@thesilvertelegram.com. And I will see you next time.